survive2thrive.net. That's survive2thrive.net. We hope you'll find the commentary from our hosts interesting and helpful. Steve Quayle will hopefully be back soon. He's on sabbatical right now. Hawk is sitting in for him on Fridays. Hawk is also doing the show on Thursdays. Steve St. Clair, Darren Craddock, and occasional guests on Wednesdays. Nathan Leal on Tuesdays, and Darren on Mondays. These times are hard for many, and being prepared is becoming more and more important. Our hosts want to keep you informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. With health in mind, this show's sponsor, EnerHealth Botanicals, has added over 40 liquid herbal combinations for all of your ills. They are high quality and give real results. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with information, but also with incredibly effective products designed to bring you to optimum health, your natural state. By supporting EnerHealth, you support this network and your own health. With good health, we all fare better in all the roles we play in life. Go to www.survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F as in Frank, O-O-D as in dog.com. Many of our listeners are already taking the products that EnerHealth has to offer, and we thank you for that. Their EnerFood product will extend the life of your stored food supplies by one-third, simply by taking one tablespoon a day. When you get the nutrients you need, you tend to eat less, and what is more, it has a two-year shelf life. Also, take a look at their organic cocoa and coffee, as well as their other immune-boosting herbal supplements. There are incredible specials for network listeners, and these are often changing, so be sure to tune in frequently for important information and great prices. We trust that the information our hosts and myself give on this show is truly helpful. We want to help you all to stay healthy and informed, so that you can better serve your family and community today and in these ever-changing times. Thank you for listening.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. My name is Nathan Leal, and today is Tuesday, March 1st, 2011, the year of our Lord. For those of you taking notes, the website is watchmanscry.com. Today is going to be a very, very special program, and I want to invite each and every one of you to share this audio message with everybody that you know, with friends, with family, with pastors, because in this program, we are going to be looking at the situation that is upon us. And I have observed since the beginning of this year, the drama of perilous challenge has continued to unfold before our very eyes. There are many areas that are volatile with fuses waiting to be lit. We are already seeing nations topple one after another. And now, with what's happening in Libya, we are beginning to see ruthless murder by leaders that do not care about human life. And while these things are happening in the Middle East, we have Iran traveling up the Suez Canal, provoking Israel. We have the Hezbollah leader of Lebanon making threats to the nation of Israel and saying that he is going to take over northern Israel if Israel makes any aggressive moves towards Lebanon. In Europe, austerity measures are continuing to cause riots and revolts. The nations of Europe are bankrupt. They can no longer pay the entitlements to their citizens, and the citizens are angry, and they are in the streets. And here in America, we have the protesting that is occurring in Wisconsin. We have workers who are unhappy with their situation. We have state governors making threats to citizens. We have the democratic process that has come to a standstill in Wisconsin. And in other parts of the country, we are seeing massive layoffs of public employees. Rhode Island sent out messages to dismiss all of their teachers. We have the food shortages that are appearing worldwide. We have weather that is not cooperating with the requirements of healthy crops. The winter crop in Mexico has been destroyed. We have diseases of the citrus groves in Florida. We have diseases of the wheat fields in different parts of the country. We have earth changes shaking this planet, record-breaking flooding, record-breaking snowfall, and then the ground continues to shake in Arkansas, earthquake swarms, bringing concern to the residents of the Midwest, wondering if the New Madrid Fault is about to go. Folks, we are living in very perilous times right now. The days are no longer normal. We are now in the days of languishing and mourning. And God has announced it when He allowed the animals to begin dying, the sea creatures, the creatures of the air. And God is whispering with a still small voice to those that have the ears to listen. And His whisper is saying that His visitation has arrived on this planet, and that His visitation is going to judge the nations of this world. Peace has been removed. The judgment of the sword is beginning to unfold, and we are watching its entrance right now upon this planet. And then on top of that, the worldwide economic collapse is approaching. The great currency collapse of nations is approaching. Many parts of the world have already decided to pull the rug out from the dollar. They have already decided that they no longer want the United States dollar to be the world's reserve currency. And I have warned about these things, that God's visitation is upon the earth, and that the people that have the eyes to see, and that the people that have the ears to hear, need to be ready to make the proper spiritual adjustments to face these things. And today, my friends, I come to you with a package of truth. And this is what the truth is. Eventually, as the perilous events arrive, there will be no going back. There will be no more time to make last-minute adjustments to your life. Folks, eventually, there will be a day that is going to be different from all other days that you have observed in your life. Eventually, as this judgment continues, there will be one bad day that is going to change life as we know it. And this one bad day will be different from all of the rest. And it will not arrive with a soft landing, but it's going to shake the ground with a thud. Over the years, I have tried my best to share some of the prophetic warnings of things that are going to be coming to this planet. I have warned about some things that are going to be horrible to witness. I've tried my best to illustrate how bad it's going to be, but perhaps some of you still can't get a grasp of what I'm trying to say. And many people still wonder what it will be like when that day arrives. My friends, one bad day will arrive. It is approaching. And over the past few weeks, I have been wondering if it is possible to actually paint a picture of what it's going to be like when it happens. Maybe it's possible to paint a small portion. Maybe it's possible to try to illustrate how challenging it's going to be. Folks, I don't want to see any of you caught off guard. I don't want to see any of you perish. I don't want to see any of you living with bad decisions. But really, all I can do is just warn. So, over the past few weeks, I've been thinking about different scenarios that are approaching. And I took one scenario that may actually happen here in America, and I have taken some creative liberty to paint a picture of what it may be like. So, for the remainder of this broadcast, I want to present to you what one bad day may look like. Now, folks, please know this. What I'm about to present to you is only a simulation. What you're about to hear is not real, but maybe it's a shadow of what it will be like when one bad day arrives. And so, folks, I present to you one bad day.
Hello, and welcome to the Watchman's Cry, where my dad talks about the end time. So grab your Bible and a pen and paper, and get ready for a good Bible study.
Greetings, brethren. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to The Watchman's Cry. My name is Nathan Leal, and I'm up here on the wall bringing you the news, the reports, the happenings, and the information of what is coming upon the land. And coming to you from the land of Babylon. I bid you hello, and I welcome you to another session where we will examine the truth. And in this land of the drowsy ones, there are also the awake ones, scattered about, who know what time it is. Hopefully, it is you that is listening to this program. My friends, I am very thankful that as this season progresses into darker days, there are some that are beginning to awaken. There are some that are starting to see the divine inscription that tells us the hour is very late. And folks, the hour is very late. And as it gets later and later, we're going to be able to see more and more events that tell us that the days are ominous. In fact, there is one report that I wanted to share with all of you that is coming in from the Middle East right now. It has to do with some of the Middle Eastern nations that are in uproar. And there was a report that I wanted to show you. So let me open this webpage that I had. What's this? Oh, this is bad timing for me. I was planning to share a story of a news report from the Middle East, but it looks like my internet connection is not working. This is really odd. It was working just earlier today. Now my modem light is on, but there's nothing coming up. It says unable to find web. Well, I'll just leave that and let me just move on then. Folks, in addition to the story that I wanted to share, there's also something else that I wanted to share that was also odd. A few minutes before I went on the air, a friend of mine called me, and he's a part of my home fellowship here where I live. And I really don't know what it means, but my friend Mike called me just a few minutes ago, and he's coming back from Seattle, Washington. He's traveling on the interstate, and he said that he saw some convoys of military vehicles that were passing him headed for Seattle, where he just came from. And he said that it was several miles long. And I told him I had to go on the air, so I really didn't have a chance to talk to him very long. But he said something else was interesting. He said flying east in the direction he was going were some helicopters off in the distance. So when I asked him how many there were, he said actually there was quite a handful, maybe 10 to 15 flying just a few hundred feet off the ground heading towards Spokane. So I had to get off the phone because I wanted to start the program. So that's what happened just a few minutes. Well, hold on, folks. The phone's ringing right now. It looks like he's actually calling back right now. Let's go ahead and take his call and let's hear what he has to say. Folks, you're about to hear my friend Mike heading back from Seattle. Hello, Mike. Mike, is this you?
Nathan, Mike here. This is really weird. We've already passed several columns or convoys of military vehicles.
So, Mike, you are now seeing more convoys? That wasn't all of them when you called me before the show?
No, they're still coming, Nathan. Some are green transports. Some are even white-looking.
Really? Now, how many are there? How long is the convoy? Is there 5, 10, 20?
I don't know. I guess about 30 or 40. They just keep coming. It's just like nonstop. And they're heading towards Seattle on I-90.
So you're coming home, you're headed east on the interstate, and they're passing you oncoming traffic heading towards Seattle? Is that what I understand, Mike?
Yeah, they're westbound towards Seattle.
So you're saying this group has 30 or 40, but when you called earlier, you also saw another convoy with that many?
Yeah, and then they'll come in groups, like 30 or 40, and then I won't see anything for a while, and then all of a sudden I just see another cluster of them or another group of them.
Wow. So what kind of vehicles are they? Can you make them out? Can you tell us what they are? Are they Humvees, Jeeps? What are they?
Some tanks on flatbeds. I've seen some Humvees that are driving with some transports. I even saw some medical trucks. And then this is something. The white trucks, they've got a round logo, kind of like that Homeland Security logo. This is crazy, Nathan. I've never seen anything like this.
So you could actually see the Homeland Security logo? You could tell they're Homeland Security?
Well, it's that, you know, it's kind of like at the airport. It's that logo just from a distance. They're going pretty fast. So, but it's really strange. I've never seen white vehicles with that logo.
Wow, Mike. So tell me, whoa. Mike, what was that sound?
That's why I'm calling. There's been several squadrons of Air Force jets flying past me heading east.
Can you say that again? What was that?
There's jets flying overhead. Can't you hear them, Nathan?
Yeah, they're loud. So they're flying over you right now?
Yeah, they're heading east towards Spokane. I don't know where they're going, but they're pretty low.
Wow. And how many jets do you see?
I don't know. I'm just, they just seem to be coming. It's like they're scattered everywhere. I even see helicopters. I don't know, the Apaches. I'm not that, I don't know helicopters very well, but there's helicopters, there's jets. They're mostly low level.
What do you think's going on? Does it look like they're headed on a mission, or what do you think it is, Mike?
I have no idea, but it's really weird to have all this military Humvees and all the transports heading towards the west, towards Seattle, and then all the military aircraft are heading towards the east. I don't get it.
This is really odd.
Something seems to be going down, Nathan.
What do you think it is, Mike?
I don't know. Is there anything on TV? Have you seen anything, heard anything?
Mike, no, I have not. I haven't heard anything yet. Actually, I haven't checked, but do you think they could be Air Force Reserve on a mission, or are they just transporting the planes from one direction to another, or how fast are they going? Can you give any more detail?
You know, I can't really tell, but man, if you can get some information and I'll call you back as soon as I, if anything changes, or if you can let me know, but I want to get home.
All right, Mike. Well, I'm doing my show right now, and if I find out about anything, I'll let you know. And if you find out anything or if you see anything else that looks odd, please get back in touch with me. All right, Mike?
Okay, buddy. I sure will.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Okay, you too.
Stay safe.
Attention. Do not panic. This is only a simulation.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was my friend Mike who was calling from the road, and that's a very odd thing that he's describing. A lot of vehicles are headed for Seattle, and also military aircraft are flying east in the same direction he's going. They're flying in this direction. Folks, I wish I had more information, but my internet's not working. Something seems to be going down or for that many vehicles, and I wonder if some of them were FEMA trucks. I forgot to ask him. But anyway, hold on a second, folks. My phone's ringing. Let me see if that's Mike. Maybe he's calling back with something. Oh, well, that's my wife, Donna. She's calling, and she usually knows not to call when I'm recording a program, so let me just turn this off. Okay, Donna, sorry. I can't take the call. There's some heavy-duty things going down in Seattle right now, hon, and I'm not going to answer your call. So anyway, folks, I cannot understand why there's such a large convoy of vehicle. Oh, hold on a second, folks. There she is. This is a text message from my wife. And, right here it says 911 pick up. Wow, what's this, folks? She left a text, and I hope she's okay. I hope she didn't have an accident. Folks, this is unconventional. I don't usually like to take personal calls when I'm doing the program, but let me answer the call when she, I believe she's about to call. And the roads have been pretty icy lately, and we've had a lot of snowy weather. So, well, there she is now, folks. Let me pick this up. I apologize, but let me just take care of this. I got to answer. Hello, Donna?
Hi, Hen. I'm sorry. I know you're in the middle of doing your show, but I really had to call.
Oh, really? Well, is everything okay?
No, everything is not okay. There's something weird going on here.
Where are you?
I'm in Walmart. I stopped here to get a few things.
Well, what's going on?
Well, they just made an announcement. I'm walking around the store buying stuff, and the lights all start to go out. And they made an announcement over the intercom. They said all the customers need to bring items to the front of the store. They want us to check out now. They said the store's going to be closing.
Why are they doing that?
Yeah, I don't know. But all of a sudden, the store TVs, they're all on the same channel, and they have that lady from Washington on them.
What lady?
You know, the one with the really short hair and the funny name, Janet Napa. Oh, you know?
Janet Napolitano? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that Homeland Security lady. She's on all the TVs.
On all the TVs in the store? Well, what is she saying?
I don't know what she's saying. I'm really far away. The line is really long. There's like 20 people in front of me, and I can't hear anything.
How far back are you?
I'm like 20 carts back. There's all the lines are full. They're kicking us out, and I can't hear anything. She's saying something on the TV, and people are walking away from their carts, honey. They're just leaving.
So she said something on the TV, and whatever she's saying is making people leave their carts and leave the store?
Yeah, they're just all, they were watching, and then all of a sudden they just start walking to the parking lot.
Well, can you ask someone what it is? Can you try to ask someone in front of you what she's saying?
Okay, hold on just a second. Excuse me, ma'am. What did she say?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is getting really, really weird. I'm waiting for an answer. My wife is asking someone in front of her what Napolitano said to everyone, so...
Okay, honey. The lady next to me, she just told me that Homeland Security is about to make some kind of announcement about a declaration of a state of emergency.
Really? Did something happen in the Middle East? Do you know? What?
I don't know. I'm really scared.
Well, what are you buying right now?
Just some shampoo and toothpaste and stuff.
Do you have enough food for tonight?
Yeah, I have plenty of food. I don't need any food.
Okay, well, if we have enough food, can you just leave your cart and just head home right now? Because I think we need to be together right now. Do you have our son with you?
No, I dropped him off at youth group on the way here.
Can you just leave the store right now and go get him? And I think that we need to be together right now so that we can figure this thing out. Can you give the phone to Hannah real quick? Hey, hun.
I'm scared. Can you go home?
You guys are coming home right now, okay? And I'll see you in a little bit. Give the phone to your mom.
Okay, I'm going to leave now, hun. This is really weird. I'm out in the parking lot now, honey. I'm walking in the parking lot, and everybody in the parking lot is on their cell phone. A lot of their cells are just ringing. Look, everybody's rushing to their cars.
Wow, Donna, that is crazy. Please try to be careful, and, do you have enough gas to make it home?
Well, I'll stop and get some.
Okay, hun, now listen. Please drive safe, and please try to stay calm. It's going to be okay, all right?
Okay, I'll be careful, hun.
I love you.
I love you too, honey.
Attention. Do not panic. This is only a simulation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that was my wife. I apologize for the interruption, but folks, I'm starting to really get a little bit anxious because I would really like to know what's happening. And my internet is down. My wife just reported that something is happening in Walmart. And as you heard, some military vehicles are making the move in the state of Washington. Folks, I really, really wish that I knew what was going on right now. And I'm trying my best to be strong right here. But, folks, this is a live show, and something's happening right now, and I hope this is going to turn out to be nothing. But, whoa, there's my phone ringing again, and let me see who it is. Oh, it's our friend Mike from out in the highway. And let's go ahead and listen to what he has to say. Maybe he has more insight on what's going on. Hey, Mike, is that you?
Nathan, it's me again.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Mike? What's going on?
No, listen to me. Something bad. Really bad.
Really bad? Are you okay, Mike?
We pulled over, and suddenly the sky lit up.
What is that, Mike? The sky? What was that you said?
We pulled over, and then we saw it.
You saw what? Mike, I can't get everything. You saw what?
I can't believe it.
Whoa, Mike, slow down. What are you talking about? What did you see?
Then we saw the cloud in the sky. It's a mushroom cloud.
Whoa, Mike, I didn't get that. I'm losing you. What did you just say? You said you saw a cloud. What was that?
A mushroom cloud.
Mike, did you just say a mushroom cloud?
Yes.
You can see a mushroom cloud in the sky right now?
Yes, I do, Nathan.
In which direction? Where is it?
It's towards the west, towards Seattle. It's very high up.
Whoa, Mike, are you okay? How far away is it?
I don't know. It looks like it's just over Seattle. I don't know.
Now, can you hear anything?
I just heard thunder. Sounded like thunder far away, but that's about it.
Now, where are you, Mike? Are you still driving?
No, we pulled over. Everybody's pulled over. Everybody's looking at this. Nathan, I can't believe this.
So you're pulled over right now?
We're pulled over on the side of the road. Everybody's out of their cars.
And you're looking?
And we're looking to the west.
Folks, please listen to what my friend Mike is saying. He said that he sees a mushroom cloud in the direction of Seattle, and he's a little ways out of town on the interstate. Mike, are you saying that this is a mushroom cloud from like a nuke? What are we talking about? Did Seattle just get nuked?
It's got to be, Nathan. It's got to be.
Whoa, Mike, what are the people around you saying? Do any of them know what part of Seattle it was? Can you ask someone, or what are they doing?
There's a guy across the highway there. He's on the phone with his son. The son seems to think that the sub base got it over in Bangor.
Mike, can you ask him again? I'll wait.
Hey, buddy, what'd your son say again?
Bangor Naval Base.
Over the sub base. The other side of Bainbridge. Did you get that, Nathan?
Yeah, Mike, I heard that. Now, are we talking that this is going down right now? How are you? Are you okay?
I'm getting in the car. We got to get home, Nathan. I'm getting out of here.
Okay, Mike. Listen, stay safe. I'm going to turn on the TV and try to find out what's going on right here. Please drive safe. Do you have enough gas?
Yeah, I can barely make it. See you, Nathan. I got to get out of here.
Attention. Do not panic. This is only a simulation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I find myself speechless right now with what Mike just told me, and I sure wish my wife was home with my daughter and my son. And let me go turn on the TV and see if, folks, I apologize. I have the remote right here. I'm hitting the TV and can you hear that, folks? What does it say? Let me read what it says. It says, please stand by. Emergency message to be announced soon. Let me try another channel. Oh, that, there it is again. There it is. Folks, let me turn it down. It's on every channel, folks. I'm hitting every channel. And if I hope that maybe it wasn't a nuke like Mike is saying. Maybe it was just a big, no, my, folks, I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself. Folks, at this moment, I can see nothing on the TV saying what happened. The emergency broadcast system has the message coming, but according to my friend Mike, the mushroom cloud was in the, what did he say when Mike was talking to me on the phone? He said that a person in another vehicle told him that the explosion came from Bangor. Now, Bangor is in the Seattle area, and Bangor is a naval base. At this moment, folks, that's the only report that I have. I don't know if that is accurate. I don't know if it was over the city of Seattle or Tacoma or, folks, I'm flying blind here. I apologize for the lack of polish. Folks, I can't believe what I'm saying right now, folks. Can this be true? Can this really be happening? I sure wish I had the internet right now, but I wonder if these things are related. I wonder if the internet's down because of the attack. And folks, I need some more information. There's still nothing on TV. I need to call someone. Who can I call? I've got it. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a friend. One of the members of our home fellowship happens to be in law enforcement. Let me call him. And wait, hold on a second. I have another call coming in right now. And it looks to be my wife, Donna. Okay. Let me take this call with my wife. I don't want her to know about the nukes. Here goes. Hello, Donna?
Hi, hon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, hon. Are you okay? Where are you?
Well, I just got done at the gas station. I tried to use my ATM, and the machine wouldn't take it, and the guy told me it was only cash. So I gave him my last $20, but then the people behind me started fighting, and I just finished up and got out of there.
So were you able to get gas?
Yeah, I got $20 worth of gas.
So what was going on? What did you see? What are people doing?
Well, I got back into my car because these two guys on the other side started fighting. One said, you're getting too much gas and just get what you need. And they were pushing each other around. It was pretty scary.
So you did get your gas then. Good. Are you on your way home?
Man, that was scary. I mean, those guys were mad and they were only taking cash. I've always used my card at the gas station. That was really weird.
So while you were getting your gas, did you hear what's going on? Have you talked to anybody?
No, I didn't talk to anybody because everybody seemed angry. I just wanted to get out of there and go home. Honey, do you know what's going on? What is going on?
I'm trying to figure it out right now, and when you get here, we'll figure it out together, okay? Donna, just come home.
The radio is all static. I can't get anything on the radio, not even music.
It's going to be okay. So just pick up our son at youth group and drive home, and I just want our family to be together. And, hon, let me say a quick prayer for you, okay? God, please watch over our family and our loved ones and protect us and protect my wife. And God, give her peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Donna, God's going to be with you. Just keep talking to him, all right? Just keep praying and everything's going to be okay. I'll see you when you get here, hon. I love you.
I love you too, honey. Bye.
One bad day will continue after these messages.
We're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. And give us your brief take on Interfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
Yeah, she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system, and it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Watchman's Cry would like to thank our sponsors, Stephen St. Clair and Darren Craddock of Inner Health Botanicals. They have many products that can help you maintain and improve your health. So go to survivetothrive.net to see their growing inventory of nutritional products. That is survivetothrive.net. S-U-R-V-I-V-E, the number 2, T-H-R-I-V-E.net. Also, Steve and Darren would like to announce a new series that they will be doing on their Wednesday night show here on the Survive to Thrive Network. In this 4 to 6 week series, they will be talking about practical ways of creating community consciously. So check them out on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Central Time on this network.
And now for the continuation of One Bad Day.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was my wife. Apparently she doesn't know, and I did not tell her. I'll tell her when she gets home, but unless she finds out sooner, I don't want her to be upset and drive at the same time. So, I have another call coming in. Let me see who it is. Maybe it's my wife. Oh, it's my son. Oh, thank God, my son. Let me see how he's doing, folks. Let me take this call. Folks, this is unfolding before our very eyes. Let me just talk to my son real quick. Hello, Ethan?
Dad?
Hi, son. Are you okay?
Yes, but what's going on?
Why are you asking me that?
My friend just got a weird text message.
What did it say, son?
He just told me that something happened at New York.
How can he know that?
My friend's big brother lives in New Jersey. He said something happened.
Really, son? What did he say happened?
He thinks some kind of bomb blew up in New York City. Dad, is that where all those buildings are?
New York?
Dad? Dad, I'm really scared.
Ethan, it's your mom's gonna pick you up, okay? I love you, son.
I love you too, Dad. Bye.
Attention. Do not panic. This is only a simulation.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was my son on the phone. And apparently, it wasn't limited to Seattle. If what my son just said is true, we have another city to add to the list, New York City. And folks, I cannot believe that it's happening right now. This is the thing that I have been warning about, trying to be prepared for, and trying to challenge the people of God to be prepared with. And it seems that this event is now happening. And ladies and gentlemen, now more than ever, you're going to need your relationship with God to be on firm foundation. And folks, I don't know how many other cities are going to be mentioned. Before my son called, I was going to call my officer friend. Let me do that right now. Let me call my police officer friend that comes to our Bible study. And folks, friends, ladies and gentlemen, I think that it's time that we now say a prayer for our families right now. And right now, we are going to need God's covering. This thing is unfolding. We've been talking about getting ready for this moment for so long, and now we're facing it. And folks, this is it. And it's time to start withdrawing from our spiritual bank accounts right now. And it's time to start withdrawing the prayers of protection that we've been depositing. God, I don't know what's happening right now, God, but please be my wife and my kids, God, please. And they're all I've got. In Jesus' name, amen.
Attention. Do not panic. This is only a simulation.
Sorry, folks. I've been at this for so long saying that it's coming, but now, folks, it's here. And it's now that we're going to need faith to hang in there. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if this is terrorism, or if World War III started, or if this was a false flag. Folks, I don't know what this is, but I really, really need more information. I really need to know what's going on. So I've been meaning to call my friend Officer Franklin. So he has a number. Let me call into him right now. I'm dialing his number now. I'm not going to be able to patch in to his phone. You're not going to be able to hear him speaking because I'm using a different phone right here. So you're not going to be able to hear and listen to what he says, but maybe he can shed some light on what's happening right now. So let me see. I'm dialing him. Send Officer Franklin. And it's ringing. And here, Frank. Hey, Frank, how you doing? Listen. So do you know? So you do know. Oh, well, I figured that you would. Listen, Frank, our buddy Mike called from outside of Seattle, and he saw the mushroom cloud when he was driving back. He was right over the pass, and also my son heard that it also hit New York City. Oh, you know that also. Well, what else do you know? You do? Huh? Are you serious? Frank, 7 cities so far? Frank, are you sure? Wait, now hold on, Frank, hold on a second. Okay, I know you need to go, but please hold on just for 1 second. Please slow down. Can you say those again? Say the cities again, Frank. No, Frank, you're not going to get in trouble. Just please, just say them again. Let me hear. Okay, Seattle, right? New York, yes, I know that. And Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Washington D.C. Oh man, Houston. Did you say and Miami, Frank? How many people, Frank? Do they know how? Frank, are you serious? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Frank, I'm trying to hold myself together right here. Frank, what are you doing? So what have you heard? Oh, you're headed for an emergency management meeting right now to get organized? Okay. So the department's getting organized right now. And they're doing what? Oh, setting up an emergency operations center. And okay. Okay, Frank. Well, hey, listen, Okay, I know you got to go. Frank, what does this mean? What's going to happen? What's going on? You don't know yet. Y'all are getting mobilized right now. Well, how many days is it going to... The National Guard? The National Guard's coming out here? They're going to be dispersed everywhere. Okay, for what? And what are they going to... They're going to get mobilized for control. For social control? Okay. So, I mean, what does this mean? Are we under martial law, Frank? Or what's... You don't know yet. We are under a state of emergency. Okay, that's all you know? Okay, wow. Okay, so you got it. Frank, thanks a lot. Okay, I understand, Frank. I appreciate it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my friend Frank just told me that he's headed for an emergency management meeting. All the departments, the counties, the cities, emergency crews, all of them are headed for a meeting right now. All of the emergency management services are going to be meeting. They're getting organized right now, and they're setting up an emergency operations center. According to what he said they're going to be getting an incident commander that's going to be working in conjunction with the Department of Homeland Security. Oh, man, folks. Wow. This is, and then he said that the National Guard's going to be arriving in the next day or two. They're mobilizing them right now. There's going to be a curfew, and wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it, folks. This is, what we have dreaded. This is what we've known was coming. And ladies and gentlemen, Frank also mentioned the cities. Apparently there's 7 cities that this occurred in. And folks, I apologize that I'm not very polished right now. And I apologize for being upset. But folks, tonight, according to Frank, he said the count is several million, according to what he's heard. And several more million are injured right now. And that means that a lot of people just went into eternity today, and in this, especially in the cities of Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., New York, Seattle, Houston, and Miami, Florida. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're able to get this signal still, you're in just as much shock as I am. This is it, folks. The darkness has gotten here. The pain, the sting of judgment, and now the anguish and the mourning has arrived. So, folks,
attention. Do not panic. This is only a simulation.
We're going to need to be strong, and we're going to need to be able to be strong for our families. Your loved ones, you're going to need to be strong for. And folks, excuse me. Someone's knocking on the door right now. Let me go see who that is. One second, folks. Let me look out the window. Oh, it looks like it's Sister Mary, one of the members of our home fellowship. I'm sure she's going to be upset. I don't know how much she knows, but I'm going to let her in right now, folks. Again, folks, this is happening live. This is unfolding live. So let me answer the door. Hold on, Mary. I'm coming. Hi, Mary. How are you doing? Are you okay?
Nathan, I got to talk to you.
Yeah, Mary, come on in. It's cold out there.
I was just at the store shopping, and it's totally a mess over there. Somebody started screaming. They said that there was a Seattle got nuked, and the customers were running to the front. And then somebody announced over the intercom that they wanted the security, but there was nobody security there.
Oh, Mary, so you know. Okay, come inside, Mary, and I'm finding this out. What do you know? What did you see? Take off your jacket, Mary, and come in and sit down. You want some water? You want anything? Or
no, Nathan, I just got to talk to you. They said Seattle got nuked, and they were running around. They were taking all the food off the aisles, and just they had carts, and they were wiping out whole shelves, just pushing their arms and making everything come down into their baskets. And then there was fights in there, and Nathan, they trying to line up at the front, you know, like they were going to pay for it. But then even the clerks got into it, and people were mad. They were emptying out the stores. It was like a mob scene.
So, Mary, is this our Safeway here in town where this is happening?
Yeah, it's right now, Nathan. I mean, they're just wiping out the shelves, and people are yelling and screaming. They're saying that it's World War III and that there was some kind of terrorist attack, and they're running around. And even outside, they had cars backed up on the sidewalk where the handicapped, you know, where the handicapped people park, and they had people with their trunks open.
So there's no one to stop them? Did the Did the police show up? So what happened?
Well, finally, one police officer showed up, and a deputy, and he was in the parking lot, but he didn't do anything. There was way too many people. It was like people were fighting each other and throwing stuff and yelling and cursing and carrying on. They're just awful.
Wow. So how many people were there? How much food is left at the store?
There's no food left. It's nothing.
The food's gone from the store?
The food is gone. All of it was totally cleaned out. Probably in maybe 15 minutes that everything was wiped out.
Whoa, Mary, are you saying that our only store has been looted and ransacked?
The only store in town, our only store, is empty, Nathan. There's nothing there.
And they didn't stop anyone?
No, they didn't arrest anybody. They didn't do anything. I went up to the police officer and I said, aren't you going to do something? He says, what can I do, lady? So I said, well, what am I supposed to do? And didn't even get the groceries. He says, lady, go home.
Mary, I'm so sorry. You didn't get all your food then.
It's just like you've been teaching us. It's all happening right now. Everybody's on their own. It's so frightening.
So, did you hear about any other cities or where it happened or any details?
When I was in there, there people were talking on their cell phones, and there was somebody on the intercom and the overhead speaker system, and they said that there were other cities. They said that there was Miami and Los Angeles, and I don't know, other cities were nuked too. It wasn't just Seattle.
Mary, I know. I heard those cities as well, and I'm sitting here before you arrived. I was recording a show, and I'm in shock myself. We need God right now, Mary, trying to process this. It's happening right now, and it's unfolding, and I'm waiting for Donna to get home with my family.
Well, when's she going to come home? I need to see her, Nathan. This is so scary, Nathan.
Yes, you're right, Mary. It's overwhelming. But, Mary, we got to be strong right now, and sister, we're going to be okay. We have the Lord, we have our faith, and we have each other, sisters, so that's what we're going to need to depend on now. Mary, why don't you just sit right here? Just sit down. Let me get you a glass of water, and you just sit right here, and I'll be right back, okay? Now, just stay right here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Mary's in the other room. She's one of our older members of the fellowship, and folks, this is happening to real people, to real lives, and I'll be the first to admit it, my friends. I need to be strong right now. This is a new journey that's before our eyes, and we're in uncharted territory right here. And it looks like this is going to be day one of a long, long journey.
You have been listening to the simulation of One Bad Day. The beginning. My friends, you have just heard an adaptation of an event that could happen. Perhaps not in exact detail, but the purpose of this program, it is to challenge, to warn, and to take inventory. Now, did God tell me that this was going to happen to the cities mentioned? No. But I will say this. I do believe that an attack is coming to within the borders of the United States of America, eventually. And already, we can see that peace has been evaporating from this planet, from this world. The Middle East is in an uproar. The nations are in an uproar. And on so many levels, it is very easy to see that it would not take much for the world to be thrusted into a world war. And eventually, I expect for us to see an attack on our shores. Do I say that based on intel that I have received from another human? No. I'm saying that based on the prophetic dreams that God has given me, on the prophetic words that He has given me, and also it is based on many of the other prophetic warnings that a lot of God's messengers have also been sharing over the last few years. Now, who would do this? Well, get a world map and throw a dart. It could be a number of nations that could do this. It could be Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, or some other nation, and aside from regular nations, we could also see it happen in the form of a suitcase nuke. Over the years, there have been rumors and stories that some of the nuclear weapons that used to belong to the former Soviet Union have come up missing, and there are some investigative journalists that have heard rumors that some of the members of the former Soviet military have got a hold of these old nuclear weapons and sold them on the black market. You know, folks, these things could be in any number of places.
There have also been rumors that some of them have been sold to Iran or some of the terrorist organizations that are out there. So an attack could come through a number of ways. And of course, let us not forget that it is not beyond the realm of possibility for a rogue element within the United States government to get a hold of some nuclear weapons and to play a role in a false flag attack here in the United States. And one of the biggest reasons that I believe that it's going to happen is because the New World Order needs their war. They need chaos. They need ashes. They need burning buildings and burning cities. They need economic catastrophe. They need world war, because out of the ashes of world war will rise the phoenix of the New World Order beast system. So that's why I really believe that eventually some sort of catastrophe is going to take place. Now, folks, I do not have all of the details about how these things are going to happen, but over the years, God has given many people glimpses of war, glimpses of an attack, glimpses of cities burning, and the Holy Spirit has given me a few prophecies and dreams that some cities in America are going to be attacked and burned. For the record, my friends, I do not know when or where these things are going to take place, but this is my point. We are in the envelope of time known as judgment. And I've shared details of this many, many times on my Watchman's Cry programs. For those of you that might be new to this program, you can go to my website at watchmanscry.com and go to the audio link. And in that audio link are many audio messages that you can freely download and listen to that go into a lot of detail of the events that are going to be coming to America and to this world. Let the spiritual challenge that is contained in those messages awaken your soul to get right with God. Because my friends, as I was saying, we are in the season of judgment right now. And during judgment, it is a different season. It is not business as usual. When judgment arrives, different events will strike in various categories. Now, for those of you that may be wondering, Nathan, why do you say there is judgment over the land right now? Why would God do that? Well, my friends, I do not have enough time in the remainder of this program to explain why. Let me just sum it up with this. The reason of why God is going to judge America and Europe and Australia and many other nations is on display right now. The reason of why God is judging the world right now is on your TV. The reason of why can easily be seen on the internet. The reason of why is told in the lifestyles of most Americans, of most Europeans, of most Australians. The reason of why God is judging this planet is on display in the lifestyles of most humans right now. It is before all of us, for all of us to see, my friends. The reason of why is on text messages, and it's on the secret plans of grown-ups who know better. But my friends, aside from the why, I have a question. Are you ready for when? When, my friends? Because when it does arrive, there is not going to be the privilege of rewinding to the day before. There will be no rewinding to, I need to go back to yesterday. We can't go back and rewind our lives, my friends, and try to recapture the lost opportunity to get right with God and to repent, get some supplies and some extra food. Now, as you listen to the story of one bad day, did you notice how off guard we will feel when it does arrive? Those of you that are regular listeners, you have heard me say over and over, get extra food, get a source of water, get some emergency essentials, get supplies. I've said that a lot, and a lot of you that are listening most likely have said to yourself, yes, you're right, Nathan, I need to do that. But then the next day comes, and it's not done. And a week goes by, and it does not happen. Folks, think about this. If your local grocery store was ransacked in 15 minutes, would it affect you? If the event that we just observed happened tomorrow, would you be ready? Or would the confidence of, well, I'm not going to worry about it, look entirely different if you found yourself in this situation? My friends, when the coming event happens, we will all be in different places. Most likely, when it happens, there will be a good portion of you that will be separated from your children. And if perchance you found yourself in that condition, there's only one thing that you would be wishing for,
and that is your family's safety and your family's protection. And that's why I have said over and over, start living closer to God now so that you could start praying for them now and so that God will hear your prayers now. My friends, did you know that if you're living in sin and you ask God for things, it's harder for God to answer you and say yes? Did you know that, folks? I know that many times a lot of the preachers in the prosperity gospel will throw out a formula which basically makes a request to God for different things. But there is one part of the formula that seems to be missing many, many times in this formula that seems to be very popular out there, and that is this. And it can be found in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2. And let me read that to you. I have it right here. If you have a pen and paper, write that down. Look up this verse, folks. Isaiah 59, verse 2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you so that he will not hear. You see, folks, our sin, our iniquity, our wrongdoing that is promoted on TV and in Hollywood, the wrongdoings of sin that are dismissed in popular culture, in music, on the internet, these iniquities and these sins separate us from God if they are a part of our lives. Now, am I saying this to condemn you? No, my friends. I say this to tell you the truth. And as the days become more treacherous in the future, one of the most valued possessions to have will be the peace of God. And as our story showed, we are going to need His peace when these things happen, however they happen. But sadly, folks, most people are not going to have God's peace when these things happen. And the coming meltdown of society will prove it. It is going to be on display for all of us to witness. So, my friends, seek God's peace like a treasure that is most precious. In addition to the spiritual challenge, I want to encourage all of you to listen to the program again and evaluate the areas that are mentioned where you may need to work on. If this story happened to you, would you be caught off guard in the food that you have in your pantry? Do you have a backup plan? Or do you have an escape plan? Where would you go? I've heard a lot of people talk about their bug out bags and having a bug out bag, which is a very good start. But then there's another question that needs to be asked. Do you have a destination to go with your bug out bag? How about this one, folks? What if ATMs did not work? Do you have hidden stash of cash for just in case? If not, what would you do? You see, folks, there's a lot of things to think about. My friends, we are now in that season where any day could become one bad day. Don't wait, my friends. Those that wait till the last minute are going to be the ones that panic, and possibly the longer one delays when they're panicking, they may also be tempted to get angry at God and to blame Him that circumstances are not going in their direction. So, folks, be challenged with this message. Real quick, programs like this are only made possible by your gifts of support. And the Watchman's Cry creative team has several projects that we would love to create. So together we can, my friends. The address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website and you can contact us there. My friends, I thank you for listening to this program. Again, please share it. God bless you. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.